into a state of meditation or contemplation or just quiet, quieting the mind, coming to a place where we set our intention. Just you can close your eyes. You can set your intention for the area of your life that you want to have the major breakthrough or the most impact. When you do your spiritual practices, when you do all your daily activities, that area of your life is going to be your primary focus internally. So any action that you do in your life, you're going to think health, health, health. How is this impacting my health? How is this impacting my finances? Do I really need this thing? Do I really need to spend? I need to save, 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 save this year. I'm going to save, 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 save. What are you saving? You're saving energy. Your relationships. From a kinder, loving, more accepting, more neutral being. How's that going to impact everyone else? Your spiritual path. If I did a spiritual practice every day, even if it was for 1 minute, who would I be in 365 days? So any area of your life that you can have a breakthrough. So you have to really surrender that now to your higher self. So closing your eyes and putting your attention on the spine, the backbone. Whether you're sitting or lying down, just bring your awareness to your backbone. And then particularly down at the base of the spine, at the coccygeal area or the tailbone. Feel that space surrounding that area, starting to expand just by you paying attention to that area. That's an area that has incredible energy that can be released as we move it through the chakras, going up the spine, and then through the rest of the subtle body that will impact your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of your being. You will become a new you. Your consciousness will expand and you'll feel energy expanding. So base of the spine will call on Lord Ganesha, who removes obstacles on your internal path. If thoughts come, doesn't matter. Let them come. Just keep your awareness on the base of your spine. Visualize an orangish-reddish light. Don't strain or stress if you don't see it. Some of us can see colors, visions, images more easily than others. You may see nothing, but you might feel. You might hear a conversation going on in your head that relates to being stuck or unstuck. Visualize Ganesha's form. He's an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. When you just visualize that form, that image, he's there. Just your intention to do it. Even if you don't see it, he's there. His energy resides at the base of your spine. We're taking a little time here because we want to get off to a good start. You want to get unstuck. So feel this energy moving through the base of the spine, through the pelvis, even through the legs down into the feet. And the light is moving there, the reddish-orangish light, visualizing Ganesha's form. Receive the sounds. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Gum, gum. Now move your focus or your attention into the base of the spine, the coccygeal or tailbone area. Pinpoint it, your focus. Your attention. And we're going to open up all the chakras that are related to the sound or the mantra for Lord Shiva so we can experience the energy. It is very potent during this full moon time and during his birthday. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move into the throat, feel the throat, clear the throat. Ma. Move up to the middle of your brain. This is your inner eye, your third eye, middle of the brain. Om. Bring your attention back down to the base of the spine. Nah. Move up to the navel, the belly button. Ma. Move into the heart center in the middle of the chest. She. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Va. Move into the two eyes and the two brains, the right and left brain. Yeah. Now stay within the midbrain, the middle of your brain. So pinpoint a spot between your two eyebrows, just above the bridge of your nose, and then go inside and a little bit upwards and backwards towards the middle of your brain. Feel some pressure there or expansion or some kind of sensation that says to you or gives you the experience you have connected with this divine being, Lord Shiva, on his special day, and you can communicate with his energy from within. By focusing your attention on your midbrain, take your time to do this. Allow the energy to move through you. Now visualize Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. Imagine him being there. You might feel a little excited about that or have some emotion attached to it. Just imagine him being there. And then he's empowering your midbrain, which is your third eye. He's going to activate it with a beam of light coming from his third eye into your third eye. So a beam of light pops out from his third eye and gets transmitted into your third eye. It's a golden, bright, shiny laser beam of light. It's continuous. Your eyes are closed, and you're just receiving. You're almost melting away, and just the light is there beaming your inner eye. Your third eye, your midbrain area. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. This golden beam of light is spinning in your brain, and like liquid light, it's pouring down through the rest of your body. Keep receiving this beam of light from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, into your midbrain. The golden light is spinning there in the midbrain, in the rest of the brain, and then pours down like liquid light into the rest of your body. Feel that golden light intelligence and energy being poured into you through this activation. Om Guruve Namaha. Om Guruve Namaha. Om Gurave Namaha. Now make an internal prayer to Dr. Ply to activate Shiva consciousness within you so that you can have an incredible experience where the sound Vaya Namashi is going to give you the frequency or vibration to attract higher intelligence and happiness that you will help you inwardly on your spiritual path, your spiritual evolution, and then also help you materially to clean up your health, your finances, your relationships, any area of your life, so that you're leading a more fulfilling, more vital, more rewarding life in this coming year. Receive the sound. Vaya Namashi. 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 Feel the sound spinning in the brain. And then spinning through the rest of your body. From head to toe, it's spinning. It's also moving with this liquid golden light. So the light and the sound are activating your third eye, your midbrain area. Feel it. It's spinning in your whole brain and all the way through the rest of your body from head to toe. Vaya Namashi. 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 Allow the sound and the vibration to be there within you. Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Feel your subtle body come alive with the dancing energy and empowerments coming from Lord Shiva. Feel the midbrain being activated by Dr. Pillai's empowerment coming from the laser beam of golden light from his third eye to your third eye. Release the image of Dr. Pillai, the laser beam of light. Allow it to dissolve away. Express your gratitude for the empowerment Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Feel the peace within you. Feel the peace around you. In your environment, in your community, in the world around you. For this moment. Peace, peace, peace. Let go of the meditation. You can keep your eyes closed if that is something you want to do.